Well, listen, I was out canvassing in Lurganboy, and it was one of the issues that they said the speed of terror is going through the village, and I witnessed it myself when I was out canvassing, and I was actually shocked at the speed of cars. And I was talking to one resident who said that a car went through the village at 150 kilometres, which is actually shocking. So what they're addressing is we have signs or whatever to put in maybe ramps going through it, and to bring the limit through the village of 30 to 50 kilometres an hour, and that will reduce the speed going through Lurganboy. And as regards, we've done this in other in estates all around North Leitrim and all around Leitrim, that there's 30 kilometres in estates, and now we're going to have to address some villages that are unfortunately having this problem with speed. So, I mean, it's crazy to think that somebody would go through a village at 150 kilometres an hour, and especially with all the Garda checkpoints and everything that has been out there, and the visibility of the Garda that's been out there. But it's an ongoing issue that has come up on the doorsteps in Lurganboy, and they'll be looking for between 30 to 50 kilometres in the village and speed ramps to go through the village to slow the traffic down. That's what the residents want.
And is that really a matter for the JPC, or is it kind of maybe more for Leitrim County Council and indeed the TAI for those kind of safety measures to be potentially installed there?
Well, it's probably a two-pronged attack. You've got to address it at the JPC to see with the guards, and they'll talk about visibility. So we have the visibility checkpoints, but then we've got to raise it as regards through Leitrim County Council to actually go out and physically do the work. I mean, it's not really an issue that we have to contact the TII. It's as regards that we have to bring in a motion as councillors to reduce the speed limits going through the village between 30 to 50 miles an hour or 50 kilometres. And I guess that will be happening maybe when the new council is being set up after the elections. But it's an ongoing problem here that we've addressed it in our estates. But now we need to address it in our villages, that speed limits have to be dramatically reduced. Because, as I said, excessively speed went through. It's crazy to think 150 kilometres an hour through a village is just pure ludicrous.